Okay.
So I'm embarrassed to say I don't really talk to my guardian angel as much as I should. I'm always worrying about things. I always come to the Blessed Sacrament. I'll try to pay attention to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. I ask for Our Lady's prayers every day. I tell our mother that I'll give her everything I've got. I want her to take the best of what I have and everything else so that she can do something good with that and bring that to Jesus, because I want Jesus to have the very best. So I talk to Mary, I talk to Jesus, I talk to even Saint Joseph and some of the other saints, and I do talk to my guardian angel every day. I just wish that all throughout the day I would be more aware of his presence with me, because I think that's so important to know that our Lord chose specifically a guardian angel for each and every one of us. Our Lord knows us inside and out. And he knows our needs, he knows our strong points, he knows our sufferings, he knows what we're going through, and he assigns an angel specifically for that particular person, for their particular needs, for their intellect, for their worries, concerns. He chooses an angel specifically for that person. I think our Lord does that. So our guardian angel is very aware of us. Our angels can't get into our mind, but they can read us like a book, okay? Have you ever met someone who could really look at you and they know who you are just because they're good at reading character? Have you met someone like that? Okay, our guardian angels are that times 100, okay? They can't get inside of us, they can't read our thoughts necessarily, but they can look at us and say, I'll bet that the person's really going through a tough time now. Okay, so our guardian angel is there to lead us, to protect us, to pray for us, to be our companion. Okay, so it's a beautiful reality of our faith, the angels. Padre Pio had a very close devotion to his guardian angel. And I'm sorry, I got the wrong talk. I got to switch them. But there was a story about Padre Pio where the devil was attacking him. Every time there's going to be a soul won for Christ or a good fish, a big fish, the devil either just before or just after would just beat him up and try to intimidate Padre Pio. There were stories of his being in his room, and his confreres could hear all kinds of noise and clatter and shouts and everything like that, and beating inside his room overnight. Next morning when you'd get up, they would see bruises on him and so forth. The devil attacked him constantly. And one particular time, the devil was really intense on his bruising him up and inflicting pain on him. And Padre Pio would see his guardian angel just kind of flying around, and he would say, "Help me, guardian angel. Angelino, help me." And of course, the angel would still be flying. And then only after a while, the devil left. And then Padre Pio would scolding his guardian angel and saying, "Hey, where were you? You know, I needed your help, you know." So, and of course, the guardian angel looked as if he was apologetic about his head or whatever. So there was a very close friendship between Padre Pio and his guardian angel. One time, Padre Pio was complaining about the suffering, the intense suffering he was going through, and he was complaining to his guardian angel. And this is what he says about that. He says, "I raised a complaint to my dear angel, and he, after having given me quite a little sermon, added, 'Give thanks to Jesus that he treats you as one chosen to follow him closely up to the ascent to Calvary. I behold with joy an interior commotion, O soul entrusted to my care by Jesus, how Jesus treats you. Do you think I would be as happy if I did not see you so thrashed? I, who in holy charity desire greatly your advantage, delight to see you evermore in such a state. Jesus permits these assaults of the devil because his divine pity endears you to himself, and he wants to make you like unto himself in the anguish of the desert, of the garden, and of the cross. Defend yourself. Always distance yourself from and despise the malign insinuations of the devil. And where your strength does not arrive, do not be afflicted, beloved of my heart, for I am near to you. So that's what his guardian angel says to him. It's beautiful. So if I were to ask you, what is an angel, the definition of an angel, some would say messengers. Some would say protectors, but really that's what angels do. That's their office, that's their work. But what is an angel? An angel is pure spirit. So the angel has no body. We would never visibly see tears of an angel because an angel doesn't have the eyes to cry tears with. But according to its own angelic nature, the angel could experience this mysterious sorrow, okay? But an angel has no body. And therefore, when an angel knows something, an angel doesn't have to learn it, really. It's infused knowledge. It's grasped instantly. Because you and I have a mind, we have to reason. Angels have mind too, but we have brains, okay? And we go through seeing phantasms in our minds. We go through a reasoning process. We have to experience from seeing things, touching things, smelling things, okay? And we learn that way. And we build up in our knowledge through experience like that. So for us to learn about human nature would take a lifetime, and even then we would only get the tip of the iceberg, because there's so much about human nature. Biology, sociology, psychology, spirituality, all of that, okay? There's so much about the life of our soul, our religion, all of that. It would take an eternity for us to learn everything about the human nature. So for an angel, they can look at our human nature and grasp instantly everything about it in one moment. So when you and I see an apple, and by our seeing many apples, we see that one apple, and through simple apprehension, we know that's an apple. It's red or green, it's crisp, it's crunchy, it tastes good, you know, that's an apple. And you see an apple, and instantly you're able to see it, okay? Well, in the same way, if you were to present everything about our human nature before an angel would be able to grasp that instantly without any learning. So angels are powerful in their intellect. They can grasp something in an instant, okay? And they can always grasp more according to what God permits them to know, so infuses knowledge in them. So the simple angel in heaven, the simplest and the smallest, the least angel in heaven, is far superior in intellect than I think all of our intellects put together, the most brilliant philosophers and biologists and sociologists and whatever, or physicists. An angel, one angel, instantly grasps and brilliant. So they can understand God's truth, and they can grasp the love, the depth of God's love. And they are excellent guides for us because they know so well. They can instantly understand God's mystery. And they're always seeking to enlighten us in our minds so that we too know more about God. And they inspire us. So have you ever sometimes thought of something about your faith, about our faith, that you never thought of it in that way before? And you're like, wow! Where did that come from? See, I think our angels are always working with us in that way, inspiring us. The angel also has the will. So they don't have a body, they don't have hands or feet, but they have the intellect, the mind, but it's far superior to our own because it's purely spiritual. And then their will is also very powerful. When you and I, when we live, we change our minds all the time. We make our New Year's resolutions, and boy, we're going to do it this time, right? And then it's like a couple of weeks later, we fall again because, well, we just love that chocolate, or we love that TV, or whatever it is. We try, and then we fall, and then we try again. And so we're always, our will is not always strong. And often we'll change our mind about something. An angel's will is far superior. Once they make a decision, it's stuck. That's the way it is. An angel will never change his mind. Never. So with our mind, we know the truth. With our will, we love God. And we love our neighbor as ourselves. The angel's will is supreme in love. And they never change their mind. So your guardian angel loves you very much because God told that angel to love you very much. And the angel will never change that his mind about you. No matter how grievously we might fall, the angel's love will never change. When an angel chooses not just, okay, the way up to the end, like when you and I choose, we'll try, okay, well, I want to lose weight, but I'm going to try this way. Okay, I'll exercise, but lots of chocolate, okay? Well, maybe that didn't quite work, so we have to try something different, okay? Exercise and maybe a little bit healthier food, chocolate occasionally, okay? But we'll try different means to get to the end. But when an angel chooses, the angel chooses everything all at once. He knows where the mean is going to lead to. We don't always know where our choice is going to lead us, but an angel does. So when an angel chooses not only this choice, but he chooses what it's going to lead to. And he grasps onto that, and he will never change his mind forever. So that's how Lucifer chose. We wonder how such a supreme angel in heaven, Lucifer, could lose the joys of eternity in heaven because they're superior to us in intellect and will. Well, the answer is, Lucifer made a decision, I will not serve God in the form of man, because man is beneath me. And I will not serve God taking on the flesh of man through a woman, through a virgin. I will not serve. So Lucifer's motto would be, I would rather reign in hell than to serve in heaven. Because he wants to be on top. Okay, he knows that he's not greater than God, but he wants to be godly in his own way, separate from God's plan. Once he makes that decision, it's over. He never changes his mind. To the devil, will never get to heaven because they don't want to be there. They don't want to serve God. And that's an eternal choice. So the will of an angel, very intense. Very powerful. Just like their mind is powerful. So our guardian angel is that for us. Full of love, full of wisdom, given us by God to help us become like God. Now, to show how much we need our guardian angel, I think it's important to talk about the devils. Because the devils, although they fell from heaven and they lost grace, they didn't lose their nature. Their minds and their wills are still very powerful. So the devil can outsmart us any day without any problem. We're no competition. Even the devil can't get into our mind and he can't force our will. But he knows us really well and he can make something look really good. And so we need a kind of protector. So the devil is brilliant. The devil is also very strong in his will. Okay? The devil is full of hatred for our souls. He wants us in hell. I have no doubt that Satan is sending his bad angels to test us. And he knows by reading us, although he doesn't know us as well as God does, but he knows our weaknesses too. So He'll send his angels to try to find that. And they can read it well. And they, full of hatred, they want us in hell. Okay? Misery loves company. So in the face of demons that are so dangerous in that way, and we're powerless against them, our Lord gives us protectors, our guardian angels. And they may be less in the order of nature than even the demons. They may not have as brilliant an intellect as the devil, but they are in grace, and they're humble, and in the order of dignity, they are far superior to the devil. So what they may not be able to do with according to their own nature, they're able to do with God's grace to save us, to help us. And our guardian angel, the love of our guardian angel is for us measures more than the hatred that the devil has for us. So we need our guardian angels. And just being able to talk with our guardian angel, just being able to sense the companionship of a pure spirit who is always there to protect us, to guide us. So may we take that into consideration in our faith, that yes, we pray to our good Lord, we ask for Our Lady's intercession, we have our favorite saint, but let's keep in mind our guardian angel, because he's always there enlightening our intellect, always there trying to inspire us, always there loving us very much, a trusted friend. You know, a Catholic, although sometimes we have feelings of loneliness, ultimately, we don't have to be lonely because we've got the Blessed Trinity, Jesus Christ in the flesh for us, His Sacred Heart. We've got His loving Mother who never leaves us. We've got all the angels and saints in heaven praying for us, the souls in purgatory praying for us. We've got our guardian angel. We are surrounded with great company. Don't let our senses fool us. They're there. So we are surrounded with friendship. Our Lord simply wants us to call upon His grace. He wants us to call upon the saints and the angels to help us, because they're our brothers and sisters. We are on one body, one mystical body of Christ. So may you and I have a great love and devotion for our guardian angel. I'll close with this, and this is what Padre Pio says to his angel. He speaks to the Father about his angel. He says, "What holy condescension, dear Father! What have I ever done to merit such exquisite affection from my dear angel? In fact, I do not worry myself about this at all. Is not our Lord the Master who can give us graces, who can give His graces to whom and however He wishes? Our Lord Jesus wishes to give us our angel." May we rediscover our friendship with our guardian angels. God bless you.